Occasionally, I have watched a football game back at the University of Notre Dame. And occasionally, I have seen confusion on the sidelines. Things are going badly. The coaches are in disagreement. The players get confused. There is no clear leadership. That is a recipe, disunion on a team for disaster. It's true in families as well, where parents strongly and consistently disagree with one another about child rearing, cannot agree on the boundaries. It is a disaster, a recipe for disaster for the kids. I was alive in religious life in the late 60s and early 70s. Our church in that era seemed to be divided about absolutely everything. Believe me, it was a disaster for our community of faith. Way back in 1871, the Sultan of Istanbul had declared jihad against Christian Europe. Turkey was one of the greatest military powers on earth, outnumbered Christianity, which was divided between at that time between Protestants and Catholics. They had the best organization of any military. But the Pope, Pius V, called upon Catholic Europe to unite praying the rosary. Don Juan of Austria, who led the Christian fleet, actually carried with him the very first image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which had been carried from the New World to the Old World. Catholicism united in prayer. And the historic fact is, the Pope was praying, looking out of his window, and in a vision he saw a Christian victory weeks before news came back to Rome. And he ordered that every church bell ring. And believe me, that battle was real. It was as decisive as Midway, Stalingrad, or the Normandy invasion. Europe would have been crushed. But united in prayer with Our Lady of the Rosary, Christianity survived in the Western world. In today's gospel, according to Luke, Jesus says something that's always true. A kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall upon house. A divided house cannot stand. The occasion for this wise teaching was that his enemies accused him of driving out demons by Beelzebub. That is the Jewish title for the devil, mocking actually the Baals, the pagan gods. They called the devil the Lord of Flies. But Jesus said, not even the demons are that dumb. Only believers can make the mistake of disunity, because the demons divided against themselves will fall, because the finger of God is what casts them out. Now, our Catholic schools, as you all know, exist to do many good things. We know we have excellent academic programs. We know we have a familial community in our schools. We know they, more often than not, do well in sports. We know they instill service values among our young people. But our essential unity in Catholic education is about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our schools exist for no lesser reason than to make saints out of our students, to make young people who start out now fully alive, living significant lives, having Jesus at the center of their existence, learning to love God with their whole heart, mind, strength, and soul, and to love their neighbor as themselves. To save our children from hell and to prepare them for paradise is what we do. And our unity in that mission is a recipe for victory. The challenges made against our church today may almost be as dramatic as those way back in the 16th century. What the state of Illinois has done to Catholic Charities, I'm quite sure they will move on to Catholic health care and eventually get around to trying to limit our freedom to teach the gospel in our schools. So we have to be united. We have to be on fire. We have to be people of prayer and people of determination not to be separated. Of course, what we do here together is the heart of who we are. The Mass is a banquet of unity. We have one Bible, the Word of God, that teaches the truth. We have the altar, which unites heaven to earth. We have our High Priest, Jesus Christ, who is the one who prays through his priests and through his people. And we have, of course, the one perfect sacrifice that is renewed and made present in our midst. You know, in most food that we eat, we assimilate the nourishment of the food into our hearts and lives. But in the Eucharist, it is we who are assimilated into the bread that has come down from heaven and the cup of our salvation. We truly become what we receive. And so we need not fear. Mary will continue to pray with and for the church. God is the master of the universe. Jesus is Lord. And our union with the Lord and with one another is certainly a recipe for glory and eternal bliss.